According to a recent study, increasing temperatures are not the only factors contributing to spring snowmelt. Dr. Mackenzie Skiles is a snow hydrologist and assistant professor in the Geography Department at University of Utah.
So people see temperatures increasing in the spring and summer, and then they also see snow starting to melt from the mountains. And so there's this assumption that it's increasing air temperatures that forces snowmelt. But there's actually more energy contained in sun in the sunlight than there is in increasing temperature. So if you make the snow surface darker with something like dust deposition, you absorb more sunlight. And what we have found in this study is that this snow darkening process is actually what's driving snowmelt in the upper Colorado River Basin.
During the months of March, April, and May, Skiles and her team ski out to study sites where they excavate snow pits and collect snow samples.
Dust is most important in terms of snowmelt when it's right at the surface. So we sample at really high resolution, about every 3 centimeters, in the top 30 centimeters of the snowpack.
Skiles says spring is ideal for this because the snow is typically still around and 80% of the dust deposition takes place during this time. The dust sampling captures large surface disturbances, which can tell researchers a lot about water availability.
The Rocky Mountains, where this study took place, they're the headwaters of the Colorado River, which is also known as the lifeblood of the western U.S. It provides water to 7 western U.S. states and Mexico, and it's 80% snowmelt fed. So understanding these snowmelt processes is critical to water security.
The findings of this study have broad implications for water managers in the West who plan for variable climate and hydraulic conditions. With Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Rhianna Gale.